a black wish. I am the thought of all things, thinking of wishing for something to come true. I am the wish and the wishbone that white people break for good luck. And the next day one of them falls and breaks their neck. I am the wish that makes Walt Disney wish upon a star.
On that one, I'm getting a little bit concerned when we want to start talking about this myth about this black on black crime. Because
Lamont, you say that's a myth?
Yeah, it is a myth. Because what you fail to realize is that when you're looking at, when we start talking about black-on-black crime and who's committed and where it's being committed, the reason that we have black-on-black crime, that the way people like to talk about it, is because we live in black neighborhoods. We're not living in integrated neighborhoods and society. So when you start finding young black men who engage in criminal activities of robbery and dope dealing and things that lead to murder and things of this nature, that's because they only dealing in worlds that are segregated. So there's a lot that's going on with us as black people, that there's a lot of self-hatred that is planted within us.
I'm aware of all of that. I'm
a
black man.
You start talking about a black-on-black crime as if to say black people are going out specifically to commit crimes against other black people, I think is a misnomer in a lot of ways. Because I think the hatred that a lot of black people have against white people, if they had a choice to commit a crime against a white person or a black person, they probably would commit that crime against a white person. But when you're dealing in elements where you live in segregated neighborhoods, when you start looking at where these robberies and homicides are occurring, they're occurring in segregated neighborhoods. So we don't have a mixed society. In other words, if we could take a blueprint and look at neighborhoods that were very diverse, where people were living in integrated neighborhoods, and when these crimes were happening, it would be a different turnout. But because we live in a very segregated society, that's why we have the fact that a lot of black men are killing a lot of black men, because that's who they're engaging in these criminal activities and things with. So when we see these crimes happening in our neighborhoods, we know that they're happening in all black neighborhoods. They're not happening in mixed neighborhoods or other neighborhoods like this. They're happening in all black neighborhoods.
Let me ask you, because, you know, what I gather from what you're saying is, we are killing one another. We are committing crimes within our community, but make sure that when you say it, and I have never said, and let's be clear on this, that the majority of black people are in this mindset. You know, I mean, my father lives on 25th and Townsend. I grew up on 25th and Townsend. I frequent the community, number one, because, you know, during certain times, I know that there are times that I won't go through certain places based on the fact that they are unsafe.
Well, I'm out here and I'm living in the same community as you, Earl, but I think that I begin to get worried if when we start perpetuating the myth that they had already put out here. Like, if you keep saying, well, all these black people are committing all these black crimes on black
Lamont,
people.
I didn't say all these black people.
Critical. I'm just saying that somebody who's listening to you, that's why I'm calling you, brother, because I'm listening to on the radio, and I hear you stressing that point about these black people. But what I'm saying to you is, if we understand in the context of how these things are happening, then we understand why black people are, things are happening to black people,
There's never any, and thank you very much for the call, brother, but there's never any justification for a black man killing another black man, or a white man killing another white man, or the fact of the matter, killing somebody over the foolishness that people wind up killing somebody for, whether or not they live in an all-black community or an all-white community. But if people have it in their minds and have realized and believe that they are powerful because they have their hands on a gun, and have access to guns, which I know have been dropped in our community. Make no mistake about that. They have been dropped in our community. But, you know, there are many young black men who aren't utilizing that. They have learned to walk away from that. But I think we're fooling ourselves if we think, or if we don't want to talk about what is reality in our community, and whether or not our community is, and I know it's segregated, but still, that's no reason why we commit the murder and carnage that we do to one another. It's just not.
that makes the clear lady wish. She had the body of Cleopatra, the voice of Billie Holiday, the sexiness of Uncle Kit, and the apple of Abby Lincoln. For then she would be truly beautiful, and her hairdresser would have to wish if she knew for sure.
Hashim, how you doing, brother?
Brother, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
What's your take on this, man?
Hey, look, let me say this. Let me say what I think you're not saying to the listeners. You're not saying that as a result of black men killing black men and the high crime rate in the black community, that justifies a law enforcement, whether it be black or white, killing members of our community.
That is correct.
And I don't hear you telling the listeners that for some reason, you know, for security, that we give up all of our means of human rights and civil rights because we need better policing and better tactics and approaches towards curbing crime and all these type of things and creating better neighborhoods. I don't hear you saying that's what you're saying. But what I do hear you saying is that, you know, that when you talk about issues like this, you know, I mean, what part of the game do we not really want to recognize what's really going on in our community? The reality is that exactly what you're talking about is what's taking place. I mean, we can go out tonight and we'll see a crime being committed or hear about a crime being committed right in our black community by somebody else who is black.
You know, on somebody else is black.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, the reality is that if we don't like it, you know, if you don't like the police pulling me up, I don't like it when they pull me over. Even if I am in default, if I got a tail light
right.
Not operating, you know, I don't like it. But if the officer gets out of, you know, pocket with me somehow and he oversteps his boundary, I know how to address that. And it's not just going to be with lip service. I know how to do my paperwork.
Right.
I know how to complain. I know how to file complaints. I know how to file suits. And so, I mean, we talk a good game. You know, I mean, we stand in the bank line and complain about how one killer takes care of everybody in the line.
We're back there every chance we get.
Yeah, but we never reduce it to writing. We never create meetings and infiltrate, you know, not in negative way, but to infiltrate our government, our organizations, to make sure that we're able to change policy, make policy. You know, we have to infiltrate these areas in the sense that we have to make better government, to make better communities, to make law enforcement and everybody else responsible for what we pay them to do. But we can't ignore that there are some stinky, foul things going on in our community. And there are some stinky, foul things going on in white community.
Right.
And Hispanic community. And we can't deny the fact that we have to address them. We can't address, you know, we can't run around here like brothers ain't run around here with guns blowing folks' brains out. They ain't run around here robbing us. And they ain't run
right.
around here committing atrocious crimes and burglaries. And we just supposed to ride around and say, well, you know, that black-on-black crime, it ain't really happening. It's just what somebody telling us. Man, look out your front window. Go down your street. You can pick any time of the day or the night a certain block that you don't want to go down.
That's
now,
correct.
I say this for all, you know, I don't run around as if I'm fearful of my community. I'm addressed the issue wherever I'm at.
Right.
It doesn't matter what's going on. If I need to pass through, I'm passing through. And if I need to pass through Beirut, I'm passing through Beirut like I'm coming out of Beirut.
Right.
If I'm in Vietnam, it doesn't matter. You know, and so you have to take that attitude because if we hide in the house behind our windows and behind 911, you understand, and not address these issues, they're going to continue to perpetuate and get worse, and we only have to blame ourselves.
All right, Brother Hashim, I can't say I disagree with you. One iota. 5:35, we'll be back on the other side.
I am the wish that makes Nina Simone wish she knew how it felt to be free. I am the wish all black people are wishing for. I am the wish of freedom. Yes, I am the wish of black freedom. And I wish, and I wish, and I wish, and I wish I know, and I know I wish, and I wish I know, and I know I wish, and I wish, and I know, and I know, and I know. That wish will come true.